two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome into another edition of the Jazz Notes podcast. It's kind of like a trailer, though. You know, things to come. That's what this podcast is all about. We haven't actually brought anything to you for a couple of weeks. By the way, my name's Clay Wall. I'm one of the hosts of the Jazz Notes podcast. And I know football season started. College football is just underway. And I know everyone's excited about college football, but I and many other people are also really excited about the upcoming Utah Jazz season and also the season in the NBA. I mean, with all the shifts and changes that have happened around the NBA this offseason, we're all really pumped about what this season is going to be, not only for the Utah Jazz, but just, I think, for the NBA in general. I think I'm looking forward more to this season than I have in seasons past because you don't have a team a la the Golden State Warriors, and you could even say LeBron's Cleveland Cavaliers. You don't really have one team or two teams that you could say, those are the teams that are probably going to go to the finals. I think for the first time in a long time, we don't know who is going to go to the finals. So, along with myself, there are plenty of other people in the KSL Sports Department who are very excited about this upcoming Utah Jazz and NBA basketball season. And after a two-week hiatus, we're going to get back into it. In the next few weeks, this is what we're probably going to bring you. What we want to bring you is what's called the top fives of all time for the Utah Jazz. I know we're a little past the time of the Jazz's 40th anniversary here in the state of Utah, and, you know, maybe to commemorate that or just to have a little bit of fun here in this offseason before the season gets underway or even preseason gets underway, I'm going to gather some of the guys in the KSL Sports Department, like Jeremiah Jensen, also Sam Farnsworth, other guys in the KSL Sports Department. And what we're going to do is we're going to come up with our top five at each position for the Utah Jazz. And we'll leave it to the Utah Jazz. We're not going to include any of the New Orleans Jazz. I think we can safely say that maybe we won't include Pete Maravich, but we'll just kind of have to wait and see. So we're going to give our top fives at each position. It seems very obvious at some positions where some guys will probably end up. So, but it'll be a good debate. It'll be a good debate when we get with these guys and we discuss who our top fives are. So we want to hear from you. You can always tweet me at KSL Cleon. Let me know what your top five positions are for each, and we'll go through each. So we'll top five point guards of Utah Jazz all time, top five power forwards, top five small forwards. We'll go through the list and we'll name our top five at each position. And so again, my Twitter handle at KSL Cleon. Let me know what you think at each position. I think we're going to start off with point guard first. We'll go with the smallest guy first, and then we'll kind of go from there. So if you want to let me know who your top point guard is, that would be great. You can, again, it seems obvious it would be John Stockton, but it'll be interesting as we go down the list. So, again, tweet me at KSL Cleon, or you can email me at cwall@ksl.com. Let me know about the top point guards in Utah Jazz history. I think we'll start that off coming up this next week. So just kind of let me know. Let me know who your top five point guards are of all time for the Utah Jazz, and we'll mention them on the podcast. And then, you know, me and someone else, we will go over who our top five point guards are of the Jazz all time. Of course, we're going to be keeping up with Donovan Mitchell with Team USA, also Rudy Gobert with Team France, and Joe Ingles with Team Australia. We'll keep you up to date as the World Cup rolls along over in China, three games coming up next week. And then after that, what we're going to do is we're also going to do the 10-5-5. And let me kind of explain what I mean by the 10-5-5. What I mean by that is we want to preview 10 Western Conference teams. 10 Western Conference teams the next 5 weeks before the preseason starts. And we're going to give them five questions. So we'll get guys who cover each team so you can get a flavor of what those teams are like and see and find out a little bit more about them. And it's not going to be just like the 10 teams that are going to be challenging the Utah Jazz in the Western Conference playoffs. We might throw some teams in there that just have some interest for us. And I'll throw two of them out there. Two teams that I don't think are going to make the playoffs, Phoenix and Sacramento. I think we're going to try and get someone from each of those towns just because they have intriguing teams. So we're not going to hit every Western Conference team. We're going to probably hit 10 teams. And we're going to cover, and we're going to do that in the next 5 weeks. And we'll ask reporters from each of those areas five different questions about those teams. So if you want to, you know, throw out a question, again, teams that we're probably going to be covering, Denver, Clippers, Lakers, those seem obvious, Trailblazers. But, you know, definitely New Orleans, Sacramento, teams that are kind of on the bubble too, as we talked about. So that's going to be coming up in the next few weeks. And then right after that, in reality, October 9th is when the preseason starts. Camp's going to get underway in late September, so we'll have some stuff when camp starts also. And then preseason starts October 9th when the Jazz travel to Milwaukee, or Milwaukee, as we like to say on the Jazz Notes podcast, and they play Giannis and the Bucks, and then they're going to travel to New Orleans just 2 days later, and then they eventually come back home for some games back here in Salt Lake. So this is our trailer. It's kind of like a movie trailer. In a world, in a time. Okay, I'm not that guy, but it's something like that. That's what's going to be coming up on the Jazz Notes podcast in the weeks coming up. Make sure you tune to us. Well, tune. That sounds so silly. It's not a tune thing. Make sure you either go to kslsports.com and you listen to us there, or go to Apple Podcasts download, so that you can download the podcast when it comes out immediately right after that. So do either of those things. Write a rating. Give us a review. Let us know how we're doing. And we'll try and give you the best podcast, Jazz podcast, that we can give to you right here from KSL Sports. I appreciate your time. Have a great Labor Day weekend. We'll be revving it up next week. See you later.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.